You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1446.
The bigger the deal size, the higher that profit margin is. Margin, that's the word I'm looking for. That keyword, margin, margin, margin. You want margin in your life, right? Because that's free time. And you want margin in your bank account because it feels good.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today we're going to talk about how to determine your minimum profit per deal and how to get there. So that brings me to my first point, how to determine your profit per deal. Now, I've seen healthy wholesaling businesses. If you are a one-man show and you have, let's say, a virtual assistant and maybe a lead manager, someone who's taking calls for you, this business should be able to be run at a 50% profit margin. It means that if you're doing $100,000 in your business, you should be able to bring home 50 of that in your bank account. If you're doing $200,000 in this business, you should be able to bring home 100. And that means that you don't have acquisition specialists, right? You are the actual closer. You're closing the deal and meeting with a seller. And that is possible with a good virtual assistant and someone who manages your leads for you and sets you up on hot appointments. And so you have to work yourself backwards and say, okay, I should be working at a 50% profit margin, at least in this model. The other way is that if you have acquisition specialists working for you, you get to pay them. You don't have to pay them, but you get to pay them. And assuming that you're given 15% of gross to them, you know, you should be running at about 35% profit margin in that business. Anything less, and you got to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Right? If you are maybe trying to get a business to like 20 million, I can understand why you are lower than that. But anything less than 35%, and you got to work on your margins. And so your deal size here is everything. And by the way, I don't care if you're at 50 or 35, the bigger the deal size, the higher that profit margin is. Margin, that's the word I'm looking for. That keyword, margin, margin, margin. You want margin in your life, right? Because that's free time. And you want margin in your bank account because it feels good. So work your way backwards. So for me, I'll keep this real simple. Let's say you want to make 50K a month, right? Which is $600,000 a year. And I'm talking net. And you know that your profit margin is going to be about 50%. You see that in your business. And again, you got to do 100K a month in that scenario. So that means that if you're going to do three deals a month, which is not that many, at $35,000 a piece, life is good, right? If all of a sudden now, let's say that you are shooting to make a million a month, well, then you've got to be doing, let's say, 2 million, okay? And that's about 160,000 and change a month, right? That's about 2 million to be able to do that, okay? And so in that scenario, I'd like you to see you do maybe, okay, four deals at $42,000 a piece, right? And that, see how you work on those numbers there? Now, deal size is so important because leads come in, you get opportunities, you negotiate with a seller. And if you negotiate a $20,000 deal, which a $10,000 deal, which a lot of people do, which that's what they think they deserve, and you negotiate a $50,000 deal, I can't tell you how much that makes a difference in your business. The point is not just to get the deal done, okay? It's to maximize the profit in your business while helping the sellers. Okay. And so you need to determine your margin. So I'm going to talk about that. So that is my first point there. My second point, and that is a flat, how do you determine this? My opinion is that you should not be doing deals for less than $35,000. That is my standard for you. Now, look, you heard Matt on the line and he did his first $37,000 deal. Boom. But when I spoke to him this day, I said, that's awesome. But your next one, I want you to be 50 and I'm going to push him to do 100. And I'm going to push you right now to do this for yourself. Now, if you say my minimum deal size is 35, you may wind up closing some smaller deals. But as you get more and more uncomfortable, 35 is the standard or 50 is the standard, you will get sucked up. So you heard that Matt was even disappointed, I think, with a $15,000 deal. I love that. right? You want to get uncomfortable with tiny little deals. And I've talked, that's a whole other show. So my high five to you, my directive, my mandate is make it $35,000. And if you're like, Todd, I'm in a market and the housing prices are too low. let me tell you about my all-time favorite deal. It was a deal in the worst of the worst part of California that you could think of. It was like in the middle of the desert. There was nothing else around it. And these houses were selling for like 100,000, 90 to 100,000 fixed up. Let me say that. Sorry, 120,000 fixed up. I bought this thing for $10,000 and I sold it for 90,000. So I made like $80,000. And so you, okay, if you're going to sell something for 90, you can make 80. There's a lot of distress in that market. You just got to make that decision. Okay, now maybe that's not that extreme, but if you could sell it for 50, okay, guess what? You could buy it for 10. And yes, you can do that. There's a lot of distress in there. You just got to make sure that you're demanding that of yourself, that you're uncomfortable with anything else. So my third point is determining your maximum profit per deal is, are you willing to walk away from mediocrity? Are you willing to walk away? So for me, I'm going to make a minimum of my point of $35,000. If I can't make that, if I made a mistake, and I'm going to negotiate up front, hopefully you're getting a property inspection on every deal that you do. It's going to cost you like between $275 and $375. If your current inspector won't do that for you, I'm talking about a house inspector, right? Find a new inspector. Someone else will take your business. Over, let's say you do that over 20 deals over a year, and that costs you, I don't know, $200, $400. That costs you $6,000 in inspections. Okay, sounds like a lot, right? Until you find out how much it's going to cost you if you don't do it. Because let's say that you have to negotiate, I don't know, you do 20 deals over the year and you're looking at, let's say, $50,000 a piece. That's $1 million, right? But let's just say that six of those, you had to renegotiate from a $10,000 profit to a $50,000 profit, right? Six times 40 is $240,000 in revenue. If you have a professional property inspection and you send it to the seller and you let them see it and the property needs it, right? And you then ask for reduction, your chances of getting that reduction are astronomically higher. Okay, so get the inspection, ask for a reduction. And the question is, are you willing to walk away from a mediocre deal? So let's pretend you're getting a deal and you're only making 7 to 10. Are you willing to walk away from that? And in my opinion, you got to be willing to do that. Here's why. Because if you've got four opportunities, you present the inspection, right? You lose one, but you had the guts on the other three and you expanded your profit because of that. Man, oh man, oh man. You're going to see your revenue go up and the seller's going to feel that you're going to walk away. And some of those people who you thought would never say yes to a reduction will say yes to a reduction. So have the guts to walk away, get an inspection, feel confident in your position, knowing that you've got more leads. That being said, you got to have a lot of leads. You always got to have a lot of leads because if you lose this deal, you want to know that you've got another deal right behind it. Imagine for a second, and I know I'm going off script here, your competitors are out there doing $15,000 a deal and they're spending $6,000 to get there. Oh, they're going to burn out. But you listen to the podcast, you listen to the sales system that I talk about, check out the No Limit Sales System, nolimitsalesystem.com. You listen to the podcast, you do big deals, you get good leads, you're willing to walk away from crappy deals and you get big profitable deals, you are going to completely dominate your market. And that's what my private clients do. So hopefully you can too. Lastly, if you don't do this, if you don't heed my advice, if you're like, Todd, 15,000 is good enough for me, I commend you. But you will be out of business in a year. You cannot thrive as a wholesaler on $15,000 a deal. Costs too much, takes too much time, too much energy. You deserve more. I know because I used to be there. Okay. So bigger deals, bigger profits, bigger margins. You can afford to hire a team. You could take some time off and you're going to love it. It feels good. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Quick reminder, set a minimum profit for yourself. You can back that out by 50% profit margin at least for a one-man show, maybe with a VA or a lead manager. You could say a small man show or a woman show, 35% profit margin if you have acquisition specialists. My overall easy suggestion is 35K should be your minimum profit per deal. You got to be willing to walk away, get those inspections for the sellers, and you can renegotiate. You might lose a deal, but just by the fact that you're willing to walk away, the sellers are going to feel it, and you are going to get way more money by walking away from mediocre deals. And the last part is, if you don't do what I'm telling you, you're going to be out of business. So you don't have a choice. I would love to connect with you in the Wholesaling Inc. Facebook group. Go ahead and check that out at wholesalingconnect.com. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.